Welcome to the Deep Dive. We are so glad you're here. This is where we unpack, really compelling sources, articles, research, looking for those golden nuggets of knowledge and insight. Our whole mission is to make complex ideas clear and really help you understand what truly matters in all the information swirling around us. And today, wow, we're diving into a message that really challenges our everyday assumptions about purpose. Our source material for this deep dive, it comes from excerpts of a really powerful message. It was delivered on what's known as the PWC podcast. That's a series exploring spiritual growth and purpose from a specific faith perspective. And the message title says a lot. God's plan, God's promises, and God's people. You were made for more. And it hits you with this really bold question right from the start. What if your life wasn't random? What if God had a strategy that included your name, not just for eternity, but for right here, right now? What do you think about that?
Well, what's truly compelling here, I think, is how this message takes this often abstract idea of divine purpose, and it just grounds it, right, in immediate actionable steps for everyday life. Mm-hmm. It feels less like, a philosophical concept and maybe more like a personal call to engagement. It doesn't matter what your background is. It really invites a very personal exploration of your own potential.
That's a powerful way to frame it, a personal call. Okay, so let's unpack this, starting with the first segment the source lays out, more than just saved. Mm. This idea, it challenges a perception many people hold, right? Even within faith traditions. For a lot of folks, the idea of salvation, well, it can feel like the ultimate finish line, Get saved, go to church, try to be good.
Right, like, okay, done.
Exactly, mission accomplished. But this message says, maybe not.
Yeah, this assumption is, well, it's pretty common. But the source material, it presents a view you often find in spiritual teachings. It suggests that initial transformation, that salvation experience, isn't just an endpoint. It's more like a foundational step. There's this ancient text, Ephesians 2.6, it puts it like this. We are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Now that verse is significant because it reframes salvation. It's not a conclusion, but a deliberate act of creation with a forward-looking purpose. We're seen as like masterpieces crafted for something specific.
Masterpieces. So it's not just about what happens after this life.
Exactly.
But what we're actually called to do while we're here, the PWC podcast puts it beautifully, I thought. It says salvation is really just the front door, or maybe the starting
point. The beginning, yeah.
Yeah. The message suggests there's this divine plan to actively involve you. And they illustrate this with a really great story about a man named Michael. Michael was a truck driver. And after having this transformative spiritual experience, later in life, he kind of thought his spiritual journey was basically complete.
Okay.
But then something totally unexpected happened. He connected with another driver over his CB radio. It led to them praying together right there over the radio waves. And that one simple prayer, it sparked this whole CB radio Bible study ministry. It turned Michael into what the source calls a missionary behind the wheel.
Wow. That's quite a story. And what stands out there in Michael's experience is how organic it was. His purpose just sort of unfolded from his ordinary life, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
It wasn't about him, quitting his job and enrolling in seminary or moving overseas. It was about leveraging his existing context, his truck, his CB radio, to fulfill a calling. And this really highlights a key takeaway from the message. This idea that a divine plan doesn't just aim to transform you, but it wants to activate you, to send you into your existing world.
Right.
So transformation, in this view, it's really about empowerment for a broader mission.
Empowerment for mission. I like that. So for you listening right now, what might that mean to be sent in your everyday life, to look at your job, your hobbies, maybe your neighborhood, your family, not just as circumstances, but as potential places where your unique purpose could unfold? It's a definitely a thought-provoking concept. Okay, let's shift gears a bit. Let's move into segment two. This one focuses on divine promises, or as the source puts it, intriguingly, not just inspirational posters.
Yeah.
In many spiritual traditions, you hear about divine promises, right? But for a lot of us, maybe they feel a bit abstract. Symbolic? The PWC podcast asks, are these things meant to be active forces? Or are they just, comforting thoughts we scroll past on social media?
And that really raises an important question, doesn't it? How do we perceive and maybe more importantly, interact with these divine assurances? The Message makes a very, very powerful assertion here. It quotes 2 Peter 1.4 from ancient scriptures. It says,
yeah.
Through these he has given us his very great and precious promises, so that through them you may participate in the divine nature.
Participate in the divine nature. Wow.
Yeah. And this isn't presented as passive language at all. The source really emphasizes that these are not mere suggestions or, you know, hopeful thoughts. They're described as power tools, like actual tools.
Power tools.
And get this. Legally binding covenant level commitments. That's strong language.
Legally binding.
They're meant to be activated, not just admired from afar.
That analogy of power tools really gives these promises a different kind of weight, doesn't it?
It does.
How does that perspective move them beyond just nice sentiments into something, well, actionable, transformative?
Well, it suggests agency. It suggests these aren't things that just happen to you, but things you actively lay hold of and use.
And the Message gives some concrete examples too, right? These real deal promises from scripture, like the promise of salvation. That's in Romans 10:9-10, basically. Mm. Belief plus confession equals being saved.
A foundational one, yeah.
Then there's wisdom. James 1:5-6 suggests, if you asked with faith, without doubting, you can gain understanding.
Crucial for navigating life.
Absolutely. And power. Acts 1:8 talks about receiving a spiritual empowerment to become a witness.
Hmm. Empowerment again.
And here's one that really makes you pause. Greater works. Mm. John 14:12, the Message interprets Jesus saying his followers could do what he did and maybe even more.
That's a staggering thought, isn't it? The potential embedded in that promise.
It really is. And finally, rewards. Matthew 16:27, assuring that the actions you take, they will be acknowledged, they matter.
Right. So these aren't just vague hopes. They're specific commitments tied to specific actions or conditions. And the analogy the PwC podcast uses for these promises, it really hits home for me.
Which one?
It says, imagine ordering a package and never opening it.
Oh.
That's what many of us do with God's promises. They're delivered, but unopened.
Oof. That's a vivid image. Delivered, but unopened.
It perfectly illustrates how a promise, no matter how powerful it is, just remains inert if we don't engage with it.
Yeah.
It's really an invitation to move beyond just knowing about it or intellectual agreement, mm-hmm. to actively participating, unpacking it, using it.
That's powerful. I think we all have like digital unopened packages in our email inboxes, let alone spiritual ones. It really makes you stop and think, what opportunities might we be missing? So a question for you listening, what promise might you be sitting on right now? Maybe one you've heard before, maybe even believe on some level, but haven't quite unopened or put into practice yet. It's definitely a question worth asking yourself. And, you know, if you're feeling challenged by this and want to explore more, the PwC podcast often directs its listeners to connect with Pittsford Wesleyan Church. They have resources and information to help you dive deeper into these kinds of topics. Exploring how these promises can actually become real in your life might be worth checking out. Okay, moving on. Let's explore segment 3. You belong to something bigger, God's people. This is another foundational concept in the Message. The source points us to Matthew 16:13. In ancient texts, it records this really significant statement, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not overcome it. Now, here's where it gets really interesting. The PwC podcast clarifies that in this context, the church isn't just, you know, a physical place you go to on Sunday.
Right. Not just bricks and mortar.
Exactly. Not simply a building or an institution. It's presented as the people you belong to. It's God's people. And the Message makes this bold claim. Being part of that is the highest honor on earth.
That is a bold claim, and it's a really critical distinction because, let's be honest, for many people, the word church carries a lot of baggage.
For sure.
Some positive, some maybe quite challenging. The PwC podcast acknowledges this directly. It says, quite frankly, that many people feel burned, bored, or disconnected from past experiences with organized religion or spiritual communities.
Yeah.
And acknowledging that is important, I think. It validates those real experiences people have had. But it still points towards this deeper relational truth of what God's people are meant to be. A community, a shared identity. Mm-hmm. Not just a location or a set of rituals.
I really appreciate that honesty, that acknowledgement. And to illustrate this journey, maybe finding your way back to belonging, the PwC podcast shares this really poignant example of a woman named Carla. Carla had walked away from her spiritual community. She'd been deeply hurt by, you know, internal conflicts, church politics, basically. She felt totally disconnected.
Sadly common.
Right. But eventually she found her way back. She found a sense of place and even joy again, but not through a traditional Sunday service. She joined a small group, and this group had a mission. They visited women's prisons, just serving and connecting with others.
Through service.
Exactly. Through that path of service and shared mission, she rediscovered her place in a collective purpose. Her joy came back. It's such a powerful testament to finding your community, maybe even in unexpected ways, right?
Carla's story is a perfect illustration of what the source then synthesizes as the three key aspects of being part of such a community. It says belonging to God's people gives you your identity, your mission, and your protection.
Identity, mission, protection.
Okay. Right. Your identity, because you're part of something much larger than yourself. Your mission, because collective action allows for, you know, greater impact than you could have alone. And your protection, because there's real strength and resilience in community against life's storms and challenges. So belonging provides this framework for both individual purpose and collective security.
That makes a lot of sense. So for you listening, where do you find your deepest sense of belonging and purpose? Is it in a community, a group of friends, maybe a team at work? The PwC podcast is really inviting us to consider this question intentionally. Where do you belong? Okay, let's talk about action now. We're moving into segment four. Don't just try train, because this idea that we can just sort of passively fall into God's grand plan, the source confronts that head on.
Yeah, no coasting involved.
Right. It declares that, much like those historical accounts of Israel fighting for the promised land, the message asserts, quote, we fight for it. It's presented as active engagement.
And this segment introduces a really crucial paradigm shift, moving from passive expectation to active discipline. It's a big difference. The PwC podcast draws on 1 Timothy 4.7, which instructs, train yourself to be godly.
Train yourself.
Exactly. Right. Train. And it differentiates this from trying. Trying, as the source puts it, is often just hoping, you know, relying on feeling good or circumstances being perfect.
Right. I'll try if I feel like it.
Precisely. Training, on the other hand, that's doing. It implies consistent, disciplined action, even when you're tired, even when you don't feel like it. It's about building spiritual muscle, spiritual endurance. It's like going to the gym even when you'd rather stay home. The results come from the consistency, not the mood.
That's a critical distinction. Trying is hoping. Training is doing. Intentional,
yeah.
Consistent effort. And this connects so deeply with another verse the source quotes, Matthew 16.24. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, at first glance, that might sound, well, kind of harsh, doesn't it? Deny yourself.
It can certainly sound daunting, maybe even counterintuitive in our world, which is often very self-focused.
Don't make
But the PwC podcast offers a really helpful, clarifying perspective on what denying yourself means in this context. It's not about punishment or, you know, self-flagellation or hating yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all. Instead, it's framed as preparation for purpose and reward.
Preparation. Okay, I like that better.
Yeah. It's about prioritizing what truly matters in the long run, shedding distractions, aligning yourself with that higher calling we talked about. It's really an investment in your spiritual future, in your potential impact. It's not about deprivation. It's about getting ready, preparing the ground for what you were made for growth.
Preparation for purpose and reward. That reframes it completely.
Mm.
So for you listening, what kind of training might be required for your spiritual growth or even just your personal development? Are there habits you need to cultivate? Disciplines maybe you need to embrace, even when you're tired, to step more fully into whatever purpose you feel called to. It's a challenge, isn't it? To move from just hoping to actually actively doing. And that leads us perfectly into our final segment today, segment five. What do I do now? Because with all this information, all these insights, what's the practical application? What's step one?
Yeah, where the rubber meets the road.
Exactly. And the PwC podcast doesn't leave us hanging. It gives a very direct, immediate challenge.
And the challenge is incredibly actionable. It's tangible. It says this, pick one promise from Scripture, just one.
Okay.
Write it down. Declare it out loud. Believe it in your heart. Then act on it this week.
This week.
This week.
Okay.
And it adds this crucial bit. Don't wait to feel it. Walk in it.
Don't wait to feel it. Just walk in it.
Yes. This isn't just a suggestion. It's really an imperative, a call to move from knowledge to applied wisdom right now. It completely bypasses that dependency on feeling ready or feeling inspired. It encourages an immediate, tangible step of faith and obedience. And this approach ensures that the insights from this whole deep dive hopefully lead to real personal transformation for you.
Wow. Pick one promise, write it, declare it, believe it, and act on it this week. That's concrete.
And you know, that's really what this deep dive has been all about, hasn't it? What a journey through this powerful message from the PwC podcast. We've explored how a divine plan can be seen as intensely personal,
mm-hmm.
how certain promises are presented not just as hoax, but as incredibly powerful tools.
Tools to be used.
And how a community God's people, which includes you, our listener, is called to actively participate, to train, not just try.
It really paints a picture of a very active, engaged faith journey.
It really does. And the core idea that resonates around is that you listening right now, you were made for more. More than just passive existence, more than just, say, church attendance. Absolutely. And maybe the closing thought is, what does this more look like for you specifically? Not as a vague concept, but starting today. What's one small step, one promise to walk in?
That's the challenge. The PWC podcast message we explored today, it actually concludes with a really clear invitation. Keep trusting and keep walking. Just keep moving forward. And as we mentioned earlier, if you're interested in learning more about the community that brings this message, the PWC podcast encourages those who are curious to visit Pittsford Wesleyan Church.
Right. They offer resources and connection.
They do. And they specifically invite people to join them, for instance, this Sunday at 11 a.m. if you want to experience that community firsthand. So thank you for joining us on this deep dive on the deep dive.
Thanks for listening.
We really hope you found some surprising facts, maybe some useful insights that spark your curiosity and empower you in some way. Keep exploring, keep asking those deep questions, and we'll see you next time.